Let us get into Shmuel Aleph Perachav Beis. As David HaMelech is on the run, he had stopped by in the last parak by Nov, the city of Kohanim. He spoke to the Kohen Gadol there, Achimelech. He took some food, he took the Goliath's sword, and he runs away, and then he comes to the land of Gat. The Achish Melech Gat almost captures him. The Avadim report that David is there, and David pretends that he's lost his mind, and in that way is able to be freed after the king says one of the most great lines in all of Navi, Chasar Meshugayim Ani, I don't have enough Meshugayim here, you brought me more. And then in this parak, we have David HaMelech is still on the run. He goes to the Ma'ara in Adulam. A couple of hundred men join him there, people who are also Bitsaris, and he is hiding out from one place to another place. He sends his family to the land of Moab, because he assumes they would be safe there. We'll see what happened. God tells him, no, you have to leave, you have to go to Eretz Yehuda, and that's where he is. And then we have one of the major tragedies in all of Tanakh. Shaul HaMelech hears that David is on the run, he hears that he has a group of people gathering with him, and he's looking to find out where he is. He blames his cabinet of conspiring with David, and finally Doeg HaAdomi, looking to find favor in Shaul's eyes, he says, well, I saw David in the city of Nov. I heard, as we know, the Pasuk in the last parak mentioned that Doeg was there. And he blames Achimelech for being on the team with David. The king summons Achimelech. He says, what are you doing? Achimelech says, I didn't do anything. I gave him some food, but he said he was on a private mission from you. Nothing, he didn't do anything. And Shaul, in a fit of rage, says, no, you are against him, and you and all your family are chayiv misa. And he tells his servants, kill them, and his servants refuse. They don't want to get involved. So he says, okay, Doeg, you kill them. And Doeg, known as the Baal Hashanara, gets up and he kills all the Kohanim at the directive of Shaul, wiped out men, women, and children, animals, everything is destroyed. Only one little Kohen, Eviatar, is able to run away and runs to David and tells him what happened. And David says, I can't believe it. It's partly my fault because I went to hide there. But Eviatar, meanwhile, stay with me and you will be safe here, because whoever wants to get me wants to get you as well. So that is the tragic parak, which we will revisit later in the Navi, because as we'll see, many years later, the Givonim are going to man Shaul's sons as a punishment for this act. This act is again seen in contrast to what Shaul did earlier in his life, as we will talk about. Okay, so let's start the parak. Vayelech David misham vayimaleit el ma'aret adulam. David goes and he escapes to ma'aret adulam. The Mishmar Zozov suggests that it doesn't say that he ran right away. It says vayelech, he went, and then vayimaleit, and then he escaped, as if like he started walking slowly so nobody would think anything, and then he starts running. Shekolzman shahaya betchum shalachish hayaholech bemetinos, as long as he was still in the near Gath and everybody was watching him and he had just gone crazy, he didn't run. Vloya boreach, so they wouldn't think anything. But afterwards, when he gets to the Chum of Eretz Yisrael, he starts running from the hands of Adulam to the cave. Good, love kalish matzok v'kalish shalom noshe. People who had creditors against them, people who were also Bitsaris, they heard there's David there, so they run to him. They want to join him. Vayihi umo ka'arba meos ish, 400 men join David. David goes from there to Mitzpeh Moav, and he goes and talks to the king of Moab. The king of Moab must have heard about David by now. He heard about Goliath. He heard about how David, every time he fights, he overcomes the Plishtim. So he had a name for himself. So David thinks that, you know, it's not safe for my family. The family, we didn't mention also, his father, his mother also came to him in the cave, and they said, what should we do? So he says, you know what, I'm going to put you for safekeeping until this has worked out with Shaul. I'm going to send you to the land of Moab. You know, my ancestor, Rus, was from Moab. I'm sure they'll take good care of you until I find out my Ya'aseh li Elokim. David says, what God has in store for me. So that's what he does. He sends them, Vayanchem es Pnei Melech Moav. He sends them there, Vayeshvu Imo, Kol Yimeos David Bamitsuta. And they stay there as long as David is in hiding. Chazal tell us that the end was not was not good. Rashi quotes right here that the king of Moab took David's family and killed them. He killed David's mother, father, family. Kshiyatza David misham liyar cheres, when David moved from that mitsuda right near Moab, harag melech Moab es aviv es imo ve'echav, chutz me'echad shebohem shechyeyu, nachash amoni, right? Amon, Nachash Amoni, he was the one that saved one. That's what David says later on. If you look in Shmuel Beis and Perek Yud, when David HaMelech takes revenge from the Moab and all those with Moab, so that is what David mentions, that all of them are going to pay except for Amon. Look, there's a sefer quoted, the Sha'ul Bechir Hashem, quoted in the Mishpat Zozov, that discusses the diyun that took place in the Bezdin of Moab, discussing what's going to be done with David's family. Lo hargam stam, he didn't just kill them. Elakines yoatzav v'sarav, he gathered his advisors, v'amar lohem aloteidu, rus, bas eglon melech moav bagdamanu. They say, you know what, Rus rebelled against us, Rus became a Jew. He'eliva u'bizita et ameinu, she embarrassed us. V'estateinu v'holcha v'aisa yudiyah madina. What should we do to Rus? Anu kulam v'amru, bogedes dina l'misa, chayeves misa. Armalem ha'melech, ha'bogedes ezu ina bezik yadenu. Right, we can't get Rus anymore. Ellen is damnu lekanech deha, but her descendants are here. Anu kulam va'amru dinam kabogdim. They're all treasoners. Ubechukenu ksiv, and we hold banim yumsu al avos va'atem tisu avon avoseichem. You will bear the sin of your forefathers of Rus. V'yatzad dinam lamisa v'hargam v'michzach zaris, and they killed David's family. As Yishai ve'ishto ve'sheishas b'neim v'ashvi nimlat, all the brothers, they killed them. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to David, Migaram lecha ha'asona machrid v'amavhil, who caused all of this? Harigas harecha azakenim azakenim v'kol achecha atos ha'mar v'machiv anmaves baracha bilti nechona v'abilti amitash al shnei malachim melech Yisrael melech Moab. You thought Moab was going to be better than Shaul. No, you were wrong. King of Moab, no, you can't. You can only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the tzarech litztar shelo batach tavi, you should have trusted in me and not sent them to Moab. And that's what the Chovas HaLevavos writes, Shemisha boteach bezulas Hashem, yasser HaKadosh Baruch Hu hashkachoso me'alav, ubediach oso b'yad misha batach bo. Right, like by Yosef HaTzadik, right, on his level, he shouldn't have asked for the Sar HaMashkim to remember him. And here too, David HaMelech, seems like from that Chazal, at least, that he should have just kept them with him like he did with Evyatar. So, what happens? Vayomer God Hanavi El David. David's in the Ma'ara, the cave in Adulam. God says to him, Loteshi Bamasuda, don't stay here. Lechu Vasa Lachal Eretz Yehuda. Go to Eretz Yehuda, the Radak says, because that's where they follow David, they love him, and that's where his Malchus is going to be for the first 7 years. Going to be in Eretz Yehuda. So he did, he went, Vayelach David, Vayavo Yar Charis. He comes to the forest of Charis. And Shaul now hears about it. Vayishma Shaul Kinota David, Shaul hears that David is becoming known. So the Radak again says that because he heard that David had a couple hundred men, maybe now he's thinking, oh, he's rebelling, see? He's getting the army, he's getting ready to rebel against me, and that would also got under Shaul's skin. He didn't need David to do anything, so we know. David was already on his hit list. V'shaul yoshev ba'givah takas ha'esho barama. Shaul was sitting in the givah. V'chaniso biyado. He had that sword in his hand, right, that he tried already to kill David and maybe even his son. And Shaul turns to his cabinet and his avadim and says, Shimon b'nei Yamini, listen to me, you people from Binyamin. Gam l'kolchem, you're all fools. You're all trying to help David. Yitain b'nishay shalos akramim. Is David HaMelech going to give you anything? He's from Yehuda. I'm from Binyamin. Is he going to give you anything? L'kolchem yasim sari alafim v'sari meos. Ki kishartem kolchem alai, you're all against me. V'in goles azni. Bichras b'niyim ben Yishai. None of you told me how serious the friendship was between my son, who, as we'll see here on the next couple of psukim, the thought that we mentioned a couple of prakim ago, that when you don't say somebody's name, that shows, that reflects hatred. So here Shaul doesn't even say his son's name. He doesn't say David's name. He doesn't say Achimelech's name. It's all the same idea. He says, my son in Ben Yishai, vein cholim ikem alai. None of you were sick at it and told me. Nobody told me about this. And all of you are treasonous. Finally, one stands up. Vayaan Doeg HaAdomi. Doeg HaAdomi stands up. Doeg, one of the individuals who lost their Olam Haba, according to the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, he stands up and says, I have to tell you something. So one might say that, look, if the king asks you to say something, you have to say it. It wasn't Doeg's fault. That is not what we assume. That's not what the Chafetz Chaim says. Says the Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara in Klal Aleph. Os hey, ein chilik beisar asipur. There is no difference in telling over lashon hara. Bein im siper me'atzmo birtzono, ubein im amad alav chaveiro bidvarim. Vifzirach yisaprolo. It doesn't matter if you say it yourself or if somebody convinces you and tries to push you to say it. Mikom makom aser. Even if you asked me to tell you, it's still aser. V'yafilu avivo rabo shemukuya bekvoda mubumoram. Even if your father, your rebbe, asks you to say a juicy piece of lashon hara, it's like they're asking you to do an avera. Rather, Chazal or Nap, beginning of Kedoshim, ishem imo avav tirov eshapso say tishmor. If they ask you to do an avera, you can't. Says the Ber Mayim Chaim. Says the Chafetz Chaim right here. Mima, how do you know this? Mima shemavur bakatuv gabi ma'isa the doeg. Shamar alav Shol. Shol stands over him. Says, what's going on? Kolchem kishartem alayla. Kolchem yitei ben yishai sadu zukramim. And Shaul was the king, and he has to have Ema Gadola. And yet, obviously, Doeg was wrong. He was known as the Baal Lashon Hara par excellence. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, we shouldn't think anything positive about what he did here. If you look in the Medrash also discusses that the Lashon Hara that a person says, this is the Tanchuma in Parshas Metzora, the Lashon Hara person says, kills three people. Kasha Lashon Hara Keshvichas Damim. Shekola horeg, ein horeg el nefesh achas. If somebody kills, he kills one person. V'hamasapra lashon hara horeg shlosha. He killed three. Ha'omro, v'hamakablo, v'hane'emar alav. What's the example? Doeg. Doeg amar lashon hara al achimelech ben achitav v'neherag. Doeg was killed. Achimelech was killed. And Shaul was killed. Shene'emar v'yomar ha'melech mos tamus achimelech. The person who it was said about. V'neherag Shaul. And Shaul was killed. Vayama Shaul b'ma'alo asher mo'al b'ashem. V'chein Shaul omer, amo na'alayu Moses seini. Ki azasni ha'shevetz. Kategoria shal novir ha'konim. It was because of that, as we're going to see at the end of Sefer, in the end of Shmuel. V'doeg nishtareish mi'chai olam hazeh u'mi'chai olam haba. And as we know, Doeg was thrown out of olam hazeh, thrown out of olam haba, as David HaMelech alludes to in Tehillim, which we will read soon. So this is Doeg. Doeg was the Baal Lashon Hara. Keep in mind also that Doeg had it in for David from the beginning. From the beginning. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin, by the story of Goliath and David HaMelech's on the battlefield, and Shaul's wondering, who is that? Who is that? Is he right to be the king? And what does the Gemara say? Amar le Doeg ko Adomi, ad sha'ata mashil olav im hagun hu l'malchus im lav, before you ask whether he is fitting to be the king, or even the king's son-in-law, sha'al olav im ra'u ilavo bakol im lav. Why don't you ask whether he could be a Jew? Well, he can marry in. Why? My taima to ka'asi mirus ha'moviya. He comes from Rus, right? This might be a connection also between the first and second part of this parak. He says it to Moab, and then Doeg comes onto the scene. Doeg always had an infant David, who he says is from Moab. David was a big Talmud Chacham. Amar le Avner, and that's where the fight comes. Avner says, no, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, and Doeg keeps going. What about Mamzeres? What about, they should have brought out, food to the women to the women and the men to the men, and Doeg doesn't stop. And there's no answer until Amasa gets up and says, if anybody keeps arguing, I'm gonna stab them. Komi shin shomei halacha zu yidake b'cherev. I have a misora from Shmuel. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. So, Doeg already, even before this incident, had it in for David, and now he stands up and says the Lashon Hara. He says, Ra'isi es ben Yishai. Again, he doesn't say his name. I saw ben Yishai ban Nove. I saw him go to Nove. Lachimelech ben Achituv. Vayishalo b'Hashem. V'tzeidah nasan lo. And he asked Hashem, he switched the order a little bit of things, in this case. V'tzeidah nasan lo. Achimelech gave him some food. V'schar of Goliath haplishti nasan lo. The sword of Goliath. He doesn't mention that David just asked for any sword. He just says, the way he said this story, right, brought downfall. He could have said the story in exactly how it happened, and then Achimelech wouldn't have gotten in trouble. But the way he presented the story was that Achimelech was being an accomplice to David in hiding him from Shaul. So the king calls to Achimelech, ben Achitov HaKohen, and he calls the whole family. They're all standing in front of the king. Little do they know they're about to be massacred. Rachmana litzlan. Vayomer shol shmana ben achitov, listen to me. Again, does not mention his name. The Radak says, derech bizayon. Vayomer hineni adoni, I'm here. And he says, lama kishartem alai, why are you against me? What's happening here? Besitcha lechem v'chere, v'sha'o lo belokim. And you ask the Urim Tumim about David. The Rashi says, Bokoni Chazal, the Medrash Tehillim, that this was already a Begidah B'Malchus, because we know, Chazal tell us, he only asked the Urim Tumim things that have to do with the nation or with the king. So the fact that he asked the Urim Tumim about David shows that he believes that David is the king. Right? So that's an act of treason, says Shaul. You think he's the king? Vayan Achi Melech Es HaMelech, Achi Melech. Answers the Malach and says, what are you talking about? There's nobody like David. Umi b'chalav adecha k'davin eman. First of all, we aren't an accomplice. And number two, there's nobody like David. There's nobody as true as he is, like you for you. V'chatan ha-melech v'sar mishmatech, he listens to you. The Malbim writes beautifully, k'darko b'kodesh. There are four phrases here in Pasuk Yudalev. The Malbim says, because Achimelech is saying, there are four reasons why you might think David will rebel against you. Number one, maybe he's a rebellious person by nature. So that's the first phrase. Umi b'chalav adecha k'David ne'eman. Who is like David, who's such a ne'eman person? Number two, im hayanira mi pu'ulosav shehu mamre. Maybe you see he's starting to rebel in his actions. What does he say? Sarash mishmatecha. He's never done anything against you. He's trying to help you. He failed the giant for you. Number three, maybe his family. He's from a family that hates the king. What does he say? V'chasan ha-melech. He's your son-in-law. He's your family. And finally, number four, the fourth thing is, Omer ha-melech mashpilo maurik vodo, sho yitzu yashimro mitzad v'kashaz v'kavod. Maybe if the king thinks he's a lowly person, then this other person will try to fight for kavod. Not true. V'nechbad b'veisecha. You hold him up in your house. He's not lacking anything in your house. So, says Achimelech, there's no reason for you to be upset at David. As an aftergrowth of that, so, me too. I am not trying nothing against you. Shaul doesn't listen. Shaul is just enraged. V'yomer ha-melech, mos tamus Achimelech, atav v'chol beis avicha. Everybody dies. And the Melech says to those in front of him, nitzavim alav, Chazal tell us there was Avner and Amasa. Mos tamus, kill them! And they refuse. They know Shaul's gone mad. They refuse. They didn't do it. So the king says, who's going to do it? He turns to Doeg. Doeg, as the Kri and the Ksiv, it's spelled Dalet Vav Yud Gimel Doeg, as if there's Vai in the middle of his name. Whoa. Whoa to us. The king says to Doeg, Sobata. Doeg says, okay. He thinks he's doing a mitzvah. Vayifkehu b'kohanim, vayamas b'yomahu shmonim v'chamish ish. He killed 85, no say ephod bad. What does that mean? The ephod was only worn by the Kohen Gadol. Maybe this means a stam, just an apron, or maybe it means 85 kohanim who were re'uyim to be the Kohanim Gedolim. That's what he did. Some say that the children of Shaul helped out, and that's why they were eventually punished later on. Ves Nov ira Kohanim, Hikal Afichariv. Nov was totally wiped out. This is where the Mishkan, which has been in Nov since after it was in Shiloh, Nov is now destroyed. Now it's going to move to Givon before, ultimately, it's going to go to Yerushalayim. But Nov is wiped out. Lefichariv. May ish vad isha, may olav ayonik, man, woman, children, v'shar v'chamar v'seh, animals, everything l'ficharev. The Radak does say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just, and these Kohanim must have been Chayim Misa for some other reason, but afal pikein, Shaul and Doeg are held accountable. What's amazing, and the psukim scream out at us, we don't even need Chazal to pick up on this, but the psukim themselves, what does Shaul and Doeg do? They kill man, woman, child, ox, donkey, set. It's mamish, the same lashon that is used in the tzivui of Amalek. And what does Shaul do earlier? No, he has rachmanis, I can't. And all of a sudden here, he has no problem with doing this to the city of Novi Rakoanim. The Gemara picks up on this. Yuma, chav beis, amid beis. Bishash, amalak, kadosh baruch hu l'shaul. Lech vikises Amalek. When Hashem told Shaul, go wipe out Amalek. Amar, he says, how? Uma nefesh achas. Omra Torah Havei Egla Rufa. If for one dead person, anonymous, you have to bring an Egla Rufa, call on a Fashos Halal Alachas Kama Vakama. For on all the souls, Vim Adam Chata Behema Machata. And if what the animals do, only man sin. Vim Gedolim Chatu Ktana Machatu. Yatza Basko Va'amralo, the Basko went out and said, Al Tihit Sadikarbe. right? Meaning if somebody's merachim on achzarim, they'll end up being ma'achzer on rachmanim. And that's what happened. Ubishash amar lo shol ledoeg ar pasik. Sov ato fagaba koanim. When Shol told Doeg, kill them. Yatza basko va'amar lo, another basko went out and said, al tirsha harbe, don't do it. What happened here? Explains the Ben Yehoyada. Up until this point, maybe one could have been Dan Lakav Schusho. We don't understand Machias Amalek. He didn't either. But once this happens, you know, Sofo Mochiach al Tchilaso, says the Ben Yehoyada. And therefore, Shaul showed that it wasn't out of Rachmanus before. It was just out of a warped sense of what he thought was right, not following the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happens here. They wipe out everybody. Vayimalek ben Echad l'Achimelech, one son survives. His name is Evyatar. Vayivrach acharei David. He runs to David, and he tells David everything that happened, that Shaul killed the Kohen Hashem. Again, did Shaul kill? Doeg killed. But Shaul commanded him. Vayomer David love Yatar. David says, Yadati bayomahu kisham Doeg adomi ki hagi yagad l'shol. Doeg was there. I should have realized, right? Mistama, he knew about the whole conversation also that took place with his allowing getting in. Anochi sabosi b'chol nefesh be'savicha. It's my fault. It's my fault. An amazing contrast. Shaul, he's sinning, and all he could say is, oh, David must be sinning. Mashenkin, when it comes to David, David's not really at fault, and he takes the blame. He takes the blame. That's a gadol. If you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Hey, the Gemara does say, that's the amazing story about David running away with Yishbi Benov, Goliath's brother. He throws him up in the air, puts the sword on the floor. Never seen that Gemara. Amazing. Sadehem and Aleph. Hopefully we'll have another time to talk about it. But a lead into that Gemara, Hashem says to David, David, you are Chayev. Do you want your children to be killed or do you want you? So he gives him the choice. But for what sin? How Malay Kadosh Baruch Hu le David? An Masa Yiyah Avon Zeh Tamun Biyadcha. How long will this sin be on your hands? Al yadcha neherga nov irakonim. Through you, nov was destroyed. V'al yadcha nitra doeg adomi. V'al yadcha nehergu shalosh shloshes banav. Ritzoncha yikalu zarecho timasa biadoyev. You give fall to the enemy or your children become decimated. So he gives the choice and you have the whole story. But here, it was David's fault? It wasn't David's fault. Obviously it wasn't David's fault, but he had a little hand. Maybe if he would have thought on the level that he was on, not to be public, not to make sure that nobody was around, right? This gram, right? David takes responsibility and even a little bit has responsibility. The Mefarshim throughout the Achronim talk about this case in terms of Ritzicha indirect. Indirect Ritzicha, the Nodabi Yehuda has a tshuva in Arachayim, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamedalet. There was a case, there was an older man that was looking for work, and he's begging this person to send him on a business trip. Please, please, pay me, pay me, pay me. Finally, he says, fine, it's okay. The wife of this man says, no, you're too old, don't go. But in any case, the man says, fine, I'll hire you. And he sends him out, and he is killed on the way from pirates, and Neharag Baderach. And the question that's asked in Odebi Yehuda, what's the question? Im tsarech tshuva v'kapara. Does he have to do tshuva and kapara? So the Nodbiyuda says, the source of this is in the Ma'arivayil, who has a similar case, where somebody sends somebody to do something, and they're killed on the way. Vani Omer says, the Nodbiyuda, though, shebedi don't he done. Shehulo hischel ha-mashliach l'shalcho. Here, the businessman didn't go over to the shliach. The shliach started to go to the mishalech. Send me, ein shum hava mina shetzara kapara. You for sure don't need kapara. Umaisim b'chol yom. Sh'adam lokech schor pa'kafa mechaveiro. Oh, oif gesetzt. Some Yiddish word. V'holech li'yiridim hachi. Right? Every time somebody goes on a business trip for somebody else. Neima sh'achrayis guf hakon ala mocher. Im chas v'shalom yero lo mikre b'nafsho yemocher tzora kapara v'adel asa. No. There's no raya. It depends who started it. Right? And that's why. Why did Hashem only blame David in this Gemara for Nov and Shaul and Doeg? What about the killing of Avner and the killing of the other stories that we'll get to in the future? David wants to blame for those because there David didn't start it. Here, he went to Achimelech. And that's why there's only a little Havamina to start it here. But in that case over there, you would not need. You want to, he says, you want to do Bahab, you could do Bahav. And if not, just be, you want to give him a Matana to the Yisomim, you give him a Matana to the Yisomim. But other than that, there is no need. If you look in Tehillim in Perek Nun Beis, David HaMelech wrote a Perek of Tehillim in response to this story. As we mentioned in the past couple of Prakim, David's written various, the end of the previous Perek, B'shanoso was Tamil of Navi Melech. David HaMelech writes Mizmorim, But amazingly, they are about the specific event, but he writes it in such a generic way that it could apply to every situation. Perek Nun Beis, L'Amnatzeach Maskil L'David, Bivo Doeg Ha'adomi V'Yagid L'Shol. When Doeg came and told Shol, V'Yomer Lo Ba David Al Beis Achimelech. And he came and told him that David came to the Beis Achimelech. And then the rest of the Mizmor, the first half of it is all about, you great Rishoyim that dress up like tzaddikim, you're going to get it in the end. He's talking about Doeg. Matis halo bera'o hagibor. What are you so happy or proud about? Chesed el kol hayom. And the Das Mikra explains this. Chesed el, that you pretend, you put on a facade, you put on a robe of piety, like we had in the previous parak. What did it say that Doeg was doing? He was netzar el Hashem. Right? He was davening. Right? That's what that is on the outside. But we know, havuvos tachshov l'shonecha. Your tongue is thinking crookedness. Kita'ar melutash, like a sharpened razor. Osei remia. That's what your tongue is doing. Ahavta rami tov. You think, Doeg, that you're so great, and you're a tzaddik, and you're helping out Shol. We know the truth. Sheker midaber tzedek selah. You're into sheker. Ahavta kol divrei bala l'shon mirma. So, with our story in mind, this Perek takes on a special meaning. But again, if we would just pick this up, this Perek, outside of learning a Shmuel Aleph Perachav Beis, we'd also be able to relate it to bad people in general. Gam kel yitatzcha lenetzach. So what does the second half of this Perek say? Hashem is going to break you forever. What's that referring to? Doeg not getting into Olam Haba. Right, Gam Kel Yitascha LaNetzach, Yachtecha V'Yisachecha Me'ol. They're going to cut you off from the Ohel, V'Sheireshcha Me'eretz Chaim, and uproot you from the land of life, V'Yiru Tzadikim V'Yirau V'Alav Yischaku. You think you're going to get you're on top of the world now, but David HaMelech says, V'Ani Kizayit Ra'anan B'Beit Elokim, B'Tachti B'Chesed Elokim Olam Va'ed. I trust in Hashem. Odcha la'olam, so maybe this is even tshuva for what just we mentioned before with Moav. Odcha la'olam ki asisa va'kaveh shimcha ki tov neged chasidecha. The beautiful parak that David HaMelech writes in response to this. And what happens, Eviatar runs, and David says, you can stay with me. Okay, we'll stop here. Dada Shem, we will continue next time with the story of David.